Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
We are watching far too much wrestling these days,
gentlemen.
It's too much! And now I'm going to guess that you're going to, like, say I have to watch Extreme Rules tonight?
You do.
Oh, gosh. Did you watch Evolve too, Eric?
I didn't, actually.
Oh, okay, because I was going
to
say.
It was like one or the
you'd
other.
You have to be a superhero to watch Evolve.
Right, like, I could watch...
I can freeze time.
I could watch Fight for the Fallen while it was streaming and then watch Evolve on the network later.
Right.
Because there's not a network to watch that. I mean, there's YouTube probably.
You mean the Bleacher Report network?
Right.
Right.
That everyone was complaining about?
No, I had a lot of issues with the stream.
Really?
Like the whole show.
You went to Bleacher Report live?
Yeah.
I watched it later, but I also skipped through... Evolve, and at the end, Gargano confronted Adam Cole, so that was something.
Yeah.
I mean, not nothing happened, but, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
It was like a, almost like a house show.
Yeah, I mean, so was this, kind of.
Well, yeah.
So was Fight for the Fallen, except for maybe one thing.
But here we are, doing another AEW recap. I'm not guaranteeing we're going to keep doing this, okay? It's a lot of recaps. It's a lot of wrestling.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we're here for you. You, the fans. You, the Patreons?
Yeah.
Fans of What's Wrong With Wrestling. You paid, let me tell you something, for $5 damn, you're getting a lot. So, I don't want to hear you complain about nothing.
They don't complain. They
ever.
They really do love us.
Yeah.
A lot of people are listening to, a lot of people are new members are going back. Mm-hmm.
Listening
to old stuff.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cool because they're like, you know, shouting out to us like, oh my God, this was funny.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I, you know, I finally
it's like was nice memories.
Patreon. Yeah.
Like, oh, like, I remember when we did
kinda
that.
Kind of going back. It's nice.
Yeah. I go back sometimes.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice.
It's fun.
Back to the Future.
Yeah. So, anyways, we got Fight for the Fallen.
For the Fallen. Who are we fighting for?
The Fallen.
Victims of gun violence.
Oh, in just overall.
In Jacksonville.
Or just in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Got it.
Right.
Made sense.
So we have the buy-in first, and man, this was like WWE bad pre-show.
Yeah, this wasn't great.
Maybe worse than... Actually, it was worse than WWE pre-show.
Yeah. That's saying a lot.
Right.
Well, I mean, it was. We kick things off with the librarian, Peter Avalon, versus Sonny Kiss with the librarian, Leva Bates, ringside. And Sonny Kiss came out with the Jaguars cheerleaders and a mascot, but... lots of butt stuff in this match.
Yeah.
Just constant twerking, like, I'm going to hit you with my butt, and it was just...
Come on, after seeing this, you don't think Joey Ryan can be in AEW?
Well, he could be in the pre-show,
Right. Yeah, the librarians, it's like, look, not everything works in WWE. AEW, you need to learn this too. Not everything works in AEW either.
Right.
The librarian gimmick is awful.
Yeah.
The shushing needs to stop.
Well, yeah, and the Sonny Kiss stuff is awful too. Like. Right. I know it's just pre-show, but when AEW was announced, they said they would only sign elite wrestlers. Neither of these two are elite wrestlers any means. Like, Sonny Kiss was so slow in the ring, and every time he would, you know, land a punch or a kick, he'd be so slow, and it would be like, I'm going to punch you, ready? Ha! It's just like
wasn't good.
Way too slow. Sonny Kiss gets the win with a split-legged leg drop off the top rope.
Sure.
Like, what does that even do? It didn't even look the least bit painful.
Right.
Well, at least it shut him up.
Yeah.
Good one.
Eric.
I see what you did.
Grenade joke.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right. So next up, we go backstage where Jen Decker. Does she look familiar to you? By the way,
no.
She should.
I didn't see this part.
Oh, okay.
Well, who is she?
She's formerly known as Jen Sturger.
That cunt!
Who, she was the one that when Brett Favre was on the Jets, he sent dick pics to.
And then she told and showed the world.
I don't think we ever saw his dick, right?
No, it's out there. Yeah. I didn't see it, though. I didn't like Brett Favre's dick. Oh, look at that. Just never did it. Never did it.
Are you sure? It was like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm not saying there's not other searches
for dicks.
Of things
of dicks.
In my history.
Of dicks.
Just not Favre dick.
Maybe you just forgot.
Maybe.
It's been 10 years.
Sure.
It was, you know, it was wearing some Wranglers.
That could be a good that could be a good future bracket, like dicks Joe's Google.
And by the way, guys, just so you know, to know it's not a fake, white pubes.
Wow, it's
he's already had white pubes.
Very distinguished.
Yeah. Just so you know.
But it's funny though how she has to change her name, otherwise everyone will just be like, "Oh, that's Jen Sturger." You know, the because when I saw her, I was like, "Isn't that Jen Sturger?"
Really?
Yeah. So she interviews Cody and Dustin Rhodes. First, Cody talks about the proceeds of this will go to the people affected by gun violence in Jacksonville. Then they talk about the Young Bucks, and Dustin says, without old school, there'd be no new school. Jen asks Cody if he's 100% after the chair shot from Sean Spears. He says, I wouldn't be wrestling tonight if I wasn't 100%. And then he says, tonight the Brotherhood will be better than the Bucks. Jen holds up the mic to Dustin's face, and he gives her the gold dust treatment. You know.
Ah, yeah. Gotcha.
Well, a lot of this tonight. Mm-hmm. Of them going back and forth.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Britt Baker, DMD, and Riho versus Shoku.
Britt Baker, dick me down, is what you're supposed to say all the time.
Shoku Nakajima and Bea Priestley. Shoku wrestles with a tail, so more gimmicky crap there.
Uh-huh.
And she came out with a title that looked like a little toy. Like, it looked like a little kid's title.
Right.
It was really bad.
Like, and the titles that wrestlers had, like, in the 1920s, they were like belt buckles, essentially.
Right, yeah. So the highlight of this was when Britt Baker tried to tag in the wrong Japanese wrestler.
Because
they both had, she had a Japanese partner, the other one had a Japanese partner, and then she ran across the ring and tried to tag her in, and Shaka was like, what are you doing?
And then
she went back over. She's like, oh, oops.
But wrong she didn't one. Even know where she was in the ring?
No, I think she just couldn't tell them apart.
Yeah, but you still don't know your corner from the other corner?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess, was there a spinning? Did Cesaro come out and spin her around?
That's what happened.
Two dozen times?
Yes.
Yeah. 1, 10, 50, 100!
Yeah. He spun him four times. Throwing up.
Yeah. The count's never right.
The count rises by one every three quarters of a turn.
Yeah, right. They go like one, it's right. Two,
right, because it's close. Like,
then they just start counting three, four, five.
Yeah, exactly. They don't want to wait for the full rotation to count. They just like counting.
So that, that was fun watching her do that.
Yeah, and Bea Priestley, she's like this big girl. She did the Shayna Baszler, like, step on your arm spot to Riho.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure someone out there will tell us that Shayna stole this from her or something. You know, right. There's always a chance of that.
Right.
I'm not saying that's the case here.
She was doing this in 1975 first.
But that always happens where, like, it's like, oh, that happened in Japan first. Although Baszler did wrestle in Japan, so who knows. But Shoko kept kicking out super late.
Mm-hmm.
Like a whole second after she should have. It was really bad.
Yeah.
But then she got the win with a Hurricane Rana pin on Riho. After the match, there was a scuffle between Baker and Priestley, but they were split up. So I guess that'll be a future match.
Yeah. Sure.
Next up, we go backstage. Jen Decker interviews Kip Sabian. Kip's thing is he yells that he's super bad.
How is he?
Yeah, we got it. We got it. Okay. We got it.
And then... So he asked Jen to do it. He's like, come on, Jen, give me a super bad. And she's like, oh, no, that's okay. And this was like, I don't think this part was scripted at all. I just think it really made him look like a jackass because he's like, come on, Jen, you can do it. Just give me one. It's fine. She's like, oh, maybe some other time. And he like legit looked upset because it made him look like a jackass.
It did. Yeah.
And he's not supposed to be looking like a jackass.
No,
like he's a good guy.
Like you're just there to work off the wrestler.
Yeah.
Like you're not there. You're not controlling the interview. They are.
Right.
So if he says, say it, you just fucking say it.
But she's Jen Cunt. Surgery. So she doesn't do that.
If the wrestler says...
No, HR! HR! He's making me do things! You're fucked. Hey, while you're at it, you want to send me a pic of your dick? Did I get it? You're fucked! Shouldn't have trusted me after I already said you're fucked. HR! Cody's like, what do you fucking want? I hired you because you're a friend of a friend. And right. Not going to deal with this shit.
Why would they hire her?
Yeah, she's like the worst.
You can't trust those people.
No. You can't trust narcs. Hey, baby, easy. I was just trying to show you what my dick looked like. All right?
By the way...
If you didn't like it, just say, never mind. Come on, baby.
By the way, quick sidebar. You know how Funkasaurus is now on Fox News and everything?
Yeah.
And he's also on Fox Nation, which is like their like Netflix, basically. And he got in trouble because he was co-hosting a show with this like hot chick.
Oh boy!
And apparently, he sent her dick pics or whatever.
Why?
And like the crazy thing is, he pretty much got out of this unscathed. He didn't get fired.
Yeah, no one cares about him.
They just split them up and gave. And he got another show. And it's called That's Enough with Tyrus. It's like, yeah, that is enough.
That's enough.
That's enough, sir. You're sending unwanted dick pics.
Right.
So
we might need a from the podcast this week when Xavier Woods was like, sir.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah.
Sir.
Right. All right, so now we got the actual pay-per-view, Fight for the Fallen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We kick things off with MJF, Sammy Guevara. Or Guevara and Sean Spears versus Darby Allin, Jimmy Havoc, and Joey Janela. Spears came out wearing a new shirt that read Sean Spears, the chairman, and he made Justin Roberts reintroduce him as the chairman of AEW.
That's good shit.
Whatever that means.
That was good. I liked it. Well, because, you know, he hit Cody with the chair.
Chair.
Yeah. So he's the chairman. Yeah. MJF and Spears were talking trash to each other despite being partners because of what Spears did to Cody and all that stuff. Spears tagged in, but then so did Darby Allin, so Spears tagged himself back out. Sammy Guevara went up to Allin, gave him the finger, and you could hear him say, fuck you. He's like, fuck you.
Yeah, they don't hold back.
There were a lot of middle fingers in this match.
Right.
Like, everyone was flipping off everyone.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm all for that, but it was like a little too much.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, a middle finger should be special, and everyone's just doing it. All the time.
Yeah, middle fingers, super kicks. There's some downside to AEW.
RKOs.
RKOs everywhere. Double RKOs.
RKOs as just straight setup moves.
Yeah, yeah.
RKO, that kind of hurt, but I'm up.
What are they called? Ace cutters?
Punch, yeah. Headlock, RKO, back to a headlock. Just headlock it. Arm bar, back now to arm bar.
Super kick, RKO.
And then armbar.
They'll do like an RKO off the top rope and not even go for the pin. Like, well, right. That's not enough.
No.
That's not enough.
Clearly, it's not.
No. And then it'll end with like a shitty finisher. You're like, yeah.
I would see. I would
do that RKO off the top rope thing.
A tornado DDT.
I would hope that like once the TV show starts, although I don't think they're going to do this, but I would hope that they would be like, all right, guys. No more RKOs unless it's your fucking finisher, okay?
Right.
Like, it's just like, it's too much. We have too many cutters in this, you know?
Cutters and super kicks.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The last match was just... Did you count how many super kicks? Please tell me.
No, I didn't.
Could have been
if
good
we
trivia.
Do pay-per-view predictions for AEW, how many super kicks?
That's
over
amazing.
Under 50. How many
first
RKOs?
Match? First match? 50? <Yeah. 50? laughs> No, in the final match, there had to have been 20.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the Bucks came out and it said super kick party. I mean, yeah, that's their thing.
That but then thing. Then the Rhodes were doing it back to them. Right, so it was just like, oh, it was crazy.
Yeah.
So also during this match, one of the commentators, the play-by-play guy, talked about Janela's scuffle with Enzo, but he didn't mention Enzo's name.
No, do you hear what he said about him?
Yeah.
He's like the biggest scum on the earth.
Right.
What?
Yeah.
Is he that bad amongst the wrestling community?
I don't know, but the fact that they're mentioning it now,
I think it's past the accusation. I think he's just known for being a piece of shit in general.
But see, I don't think he is. Janelle is the one that started this fight, by the way,
at like a Blink 182 concert.
Yeah, yeah.
I know that interviews don't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
But like the last interview I listened of him where he was a dude his gimmick. Like he was he was like, hey, what's going on? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like Stone Cold interviewed. He did
so normal.
He did another interview and like he came off as a legit guy. Like, yeah, he's annoying. He was actually on Busted Open. He called in right after I called in with my Stone Cold thing. And he was basically doing his gimmick there, and he kept promoting. And then finally Bully Ray was like, oh, my Enzo, you never shut the fuck up. And Enzo's like, oh, keep it clean because it's a PG show. And Bully Ray's like, you've dropped the F-bomb 5 times already. And he's like, oh, sorry, it's been a while. But yeah.
They never made him a good wrestler. Like, they never let him have legitimacy in the ring.
Well,
he would talk, and then Cass would finish the wrestling.
But he's even said he wasn't a good wrestler.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, like, Roman Reigns gets, like, pushed as a bad wrestler. Like, Enzo could have at least gotten a push. Like,
he did. Seemed like, that cruiserweight run.
But he was a heel champion. Like, he wasn't good in the ring.
Yeah.
He was still getting help to win.
Right.
They never, like, let him be good in the ring, like, win and get over, is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
He'd always need help from Cass, and he'd be knocked out unconscious, sometimes literally.
Or Daivari De Niro.
I mean, I can believe that this was a work. The only thing that makes me think it's not is because Janela came off as a huge pussy in this.
Yeah.
Like, he was just, like, afraid. He tried to start a fight, and then he fucking retreated like a bitch. So, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But maybe, who knows? I guess we'll find out at some point. But there was lots of chaos in the end with everyone hitting big moves on each other. And then Spears got the win after secretly tagging himself in and hitting Darby with the tiebreaker. I don't know what he's going to call it now. Followed by the Death Valley driver. So Spears got the win. I think he's coming off so far as a pretty good heel.
No, yeah. He's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good. Again, another one where you're like, WWE, look how good this guy is.
Right.
Yeah. You guys couldn't capitalize on this?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Instead, he was a good guy that was just like, you know, like,
I'm a perfect 10. But so are you, and you. We're all 10s in life. Of course, I'm talking about personality.
Well, they did it right in NXT. He debuted as a bad guy, and he was the perfect 10. He was like, I'm perfect. But then he got so over that they made him a babyface.
Of course. He goes to the main roster, and they're like, oh, you're obviously a babyface. People count with you. Only good guys count.
You don't count with bad guys. Everybody knows that.
I mean, he was a good guy at the end of his NXT run, just because he was so over. But
right. Yeah. Yeah.
So next up, we have Brandi Rhodes versus Ali. There was a video package of Brandi crying before this and saying, "I don't know if I can do this."
Now keep this in mind.
Yeah.
While we recap this match.
And then, Brandi and Ali shake hands before the match.
Ali is, like, I don't know. There's something about her. I think she is, like, smoking hot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
She has that, like, girl next door type of...
I thought we were going the other way, but all right, sure.
What?
I think we did on the last recap.
What?
You kind of said, Andrew, you said it.
Maybe I didn't say it on the show. Maybe not. Maybe it was before.
Oh.
Anyway, they shake hands.
She looks like she could be special. She kind of has like a standing derp face. Yeah, those like the standing bitch face.
Resting derp face.
The resting derp face. Yeah.
So anyways.
Hot body. Great body.
So hot.
Great body.
So they shake.
Unreal.
They shake hands, but then out comes Awesome Kong. And Ali looks at Brandi like, you bitch.
Well, they're still shaking hands.
Yeah, they're like...
And then she's like... And then she's still hanging on. I was like, that was screwed up.
So Kong interferes multiple times. Ali had the match won two different times, but Kong interfered. She pulled Brandi out of the ring while she was being pinned.
Right in front of the ref, who didn't see it.
Yeah. Ali put Brandi in the dragon sleeper, but Kong got in the apron and distracted the ref while Brandi was tapping. So Ali goes to front Kong. Brandi rakes the eyes and hits a spear for the win.
Spear?
Yeah.
A super spear.
Spear? That was a spear?
It was a spear.
Okay.
So it looks like we're doing the Stephanie McMahon thing all over again.
Yeah.
We're not like WWE. And
way to be different, guys.
Brandi was just really bad in the ring.
Well, yeah, she's super slow.
Like this, I don't know if I can do this. Well.
You can't do it.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
I know everyone pats your backs and like, no, you're great.
Yeah, but I mean, like, is that all it is? Is that just like Cody is not like,
yeah,
but like, I don't know,
right? Like,
bold enough to tell his wife you can't do this,
right?
It's like when you're supposed to be all elite. I'm sorry,
this is like Shane McMahon and Drew McIntyre right now, but except Shane can actually have a match.
Yeah. Well, it's like, you know, if you're dating like a very feminine girl and then all of a sudden she's like, I want to watch football with you. And at first you're like, oh, cool, this will be fun.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, by the second quarter you want to, you know, kill her.
Right.
You're like, oh.
Or she shuts it off and she's like, let's do something else. And you're like, no, this is what I do. I'm watching football.
She's like, home run.
And then stands in front of the TV and goes,
what does
hey,
that mean?
I'm going to take off my clothes. I'm like, I'm 44. Get the fuck away from my Jet game. Okay. You can wait 3 hours. You made me wait 10. Now you can wait 3. Zip it. Hop, hop, hop.
Exactly. Just like that.
Here's a window into Joe's personal life.
Don't mess with my football. Just don't.
So, wrestling, though, it's a completely different story.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, oh, yeah, fuck this shit.
You can mess with my wrestling.
Yeah. So Yeah, I mean, we're doing the Stephanie thing all over again. It's unfortunate.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why? Just don't.
Right.
Don't do this. Be different.
Please don't.
Be different.
Don't do this.
So after the match, Awesome Kong is about to powerbomb Ali, but then out comes Aja Kong.
What?
Eric. Oh, right. This is your first AEW recap.
Yeah.
So Aja Kong.
That's the transgender
one. No, it's not.
Oh, no, it's not. No, it is not.
So Aja Kong and Awesome Kong get face to face.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay, just simple checking.
They get face to face and the fans chant, holy shit. Would they be chanting this if they didn't have the same name?
Right. Because Awesome Kong was like 2 feet taller.
Yeah, she's still twice the size of Aja Kong.
Yeah. Why aren't they a tag team?
Because they're
there's no tag team girl title.
Because Awesome Kong's not wrestling anymore. Like, you know, she's a TV star.
Right.
And she's older.
Yeah, she's probably filming the third season of GLOW. And they're like, no, you can't wrestle. What if you get her hurt, idiot?
Well, they're done filming that. They're probably filming the fourth season right now. Yeah, but probably.
This was not awesome. Is
no.
Right?
No.
Right.
It wasn't.
Save those
This
chance,
was
people.
Not a holy shit moment.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God, it's Aja Kong. Who?
Right.
Right.
Who?
Versus Karma?
They have the same name.
What?
Yeah.
They're both Kongs. Yeah. A couple of Kongs.
That'd be like, I mean, I just don't, that's like if Seth Rollins like won a match and then out comes Jake Rollins. Oh my God, it's Jake Rollins.
Holy shit.
What do they have in common? Nothing, just the last
two
name.
Two people that
he's like
had
a fat
the same
guy
name.
And a wife beater drinking a beer. Like, holy shit. Oh, it's his exact opposite.
When was the last time you saw two Kongs facing off?
Right.
Never. Yeah. This is awesome. Yeah.
So Brandy convinces Awesome Kong to leave, and they do. So I guess that's a future match.
You almost feel like Luchasaurus should fight Awesome Kong, like a
yes.
Kong and Godzilla type thing.
For sure.
Holy shit, yes.
That would be awesome. that would be holy shit.
Yeah. Luchasaurus comes out.
Unfortunately, Luchasaurus is just a tag team guy.
Yeah.
Which I don't get that, but all right. Speaking of them, next up we have Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus versus the Dark Order versus Jack Evans and Helico. Again, Luchasaurus, I think, is too good to be in a tag team.
Right. Like, I wasn't, like, thrilled with the Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus, a boy and his dinosaur. No, that's stupid.
So they don't have any big, they don't have any big guys in AEW. Like,
yeah,
legitimate big guys. So when you're 6'5", you're El Gigante.
Exactly.
Yeah, how is he not, like, only, fighting for the title, right?
Right. Yeah, the exactly. only logical thing is to team you up with a guy that's 5'2".
He could literally carry both of his partners on his back to the ring.
Yes, he
could
have.
And should.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you have a chance to have, like, a monster heel. Like, do it. This
right.
could be your one monster, because AEW doesn't have one.
Right.
And I guess they don't want one. You know, maybe they don't want super slow matches, although we've certainly had that.
A couple.
We've had a couple already.
We don't want slow matches.
But this guy did a standing moonsault, Luchasaurus.
Right. Yeah.
And he's billed as 6'5". He's probably, you know, like 6'3", or something.
Right.
But, yeah. I mean,
come on.
So one of the Dark Order guys moonsaulted off the second rope. Luchasaurus caught him and then hit his finisher, the Tombstone Age.
Yes.
I like it.
Which I'm glad it wasn't just a straight tombstone, because I don't like anyone doing the tombstone other than The Undertaker. It just looks weird to me.
Especially when they fall over.
That's right. Yeah. Well, even the Undertaker
at this
doing
point,
it,
you don't even like the Undertaker doing
the Undertaker
it.
Doing it. It's weird.
I like Undertaker, like circa 1997 to 2005, doing the Tombstone.
Yeah. Only Kane.
So
only
what you're
Kane.
Saying is you don't want anyone ever do it again.
No.
Yeah.
Only Kane can do it, because, you know,
like if
the
you
brothers.
You can retire numbers in
He's up
sports.
There too, though.
You oh, he you is. Should retire moves.
Yeah. Sure.
Like nope. Sorry, this move's retired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But instead,
and everyone else has to honor it, like in other wrestling leagues.
Yeah.
But instead of just doing like a straight tombstone, he like kind of like slams you on your stomach or on your front.
I think he should like pick you up and be like, "What killed the dinosaurs?" And then you go like, "The Ice Age!" And then do his move. And they'll call it the Ice Age.
Yeah, for sure.
He just bites Mr. Freeze.
Even though we found out it wasn't the Ice Age. Right.
No, for Arnold, it wasn't, though. No. It wasn't.
It was a giant
like all of a sudden,
fucking
just,
meteor.
Just like the dinosaurs, just like in America, just crawling along, and then everything just got cold. He's like, oh. too cold.
Too bad we couldn't do that with action figures.
Fuck this. It's
do you
too
have any
cold.
Dinosaur figures.
In Not Leo's well, too cold. Yeah, actually,
that's a pretty
do.
Good one. That's
a good dinosaur.
All right. So what the fuck? We got Marco Stunt, who came out with the Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus.
Yeah. Who's that?
He's the little guy that, like, you know, like does the dancing. He did the dancing in the Battle Royal.
Mm, that's
at,
right.
At All In, I think. Or no, I'm sorry. It was, wasn't it? Yeah, it was Double or Nothing.
I was hoping to see the guy with the hands in his pockets.
Oh, right. Yeah, he's funny. Yeah. So Marco Stunt came out. He interfered mid-match, Hurricane running Jack Evans off the top rope. The ref ejects him, but then Luchasaurus picks him up and throws him on Angelico outside the ring, and he got crazy air because he's like 2 feet tall.
Right? Yeah.
He just threw him up like a baby. And
it's like Kobe.
Like a yeah. little baby.
But Jungle Boy was kicking out of everything.
Mm.
Like he was like getting Roman Reigns type kickouts.
Right.
Just finisher after finisher, kickouts, until finally the Dark Order hit their finisher on him to pick up the win. So yeah. Well, Dark Order wins.
From
that's,
the jungle.
That's what I expected.
Right.
You did?
Yeah. Because they're the new evil team. They have their minions and all that.
And so, now they have... They now move on
yeah.
to face another team for a chance
mm-hmm.
at a first-round bye at a tournament
yeah.
that mm-hmm. all these teams will be in anyway.
Right. Yeah. But they have a chance to get a first-round bye.
Yeah. They have to like fight six people to earn it.
Yeah,
they do.
Everyone's going to end up fighting the same amount of matches at the end of the day.
Yes.
You got to earn these you got to earn these first-round byes.
So right. like if you're in a match that decides if you get a first-round bye, isn't that the first-round match?
No.
No.
But it is. But it is.
Yeah. You think they'll do brackets the right way? Or if two people have buys, they don't fight each other in the next round?
Jesus, it's like the dumbest thing in the world. We're going to have two guys have buys. Of course, that's going to be on the same side of the bracket. So whoever wins that goes right to the finals. Well, what if there's a double disqualification? Then the other guy just wins.
Well, how did two guys have first round buys, but then they fight each other in the next round? That
doesn't
makes
make any
no
right.
sense. That's always Vince doesn't understand brackets.
And twice they did
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And both times both guys got yes. double disqualified or double counted yes. out. So like that other guy was very lucky to get right to the finals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it wasn't it Kane and Undertaker in the Survivor mm-hmm. Series?
Yeah.
All right. So next up we have Hangman Adam Page versus Kip Sabian.
Uh-huh.
Kip, so we had the NXT fan, which I don't know, I guess we just call him just that bald wrestling fan, like he was always in the front row, because he's showing up to every AEW show now.
Yeah.
Because he was in the front row, he was yelling at Kip Sabian, and then Kip like almost kissed him right on the lips. I mean, he was like this close, it might have touched him.
That would have really, really made that guy's day. For sure.
Finally. All this money I paid for front row.
Oh, it was so close.
Yeah.
So Sabian hit the coup de grace off the top rope. I don't know what they called it there, but Paige kicked out of that. Paige then moonsaulted off the top rope onto Sabian outside the ring, which caused Paige to re-injure his knee that he didn't wrap. He wrapped it 2 weeks ago, but then he's like, ah.
Yeah, I'll be all right.
It's fine.
Should have wrapped it.
I bet this guy won't go for it.
Should have wrapped it. Yeah, exactly. Paige powerbombed Sabin out of the ring and onto the stage, which was nice. In case you didn't watch, the stage was the same height as the ring.
Right,
so
yeah.
That's how they pulled that off. But Sabin barely rolled back in before the 10 counts. Later, they were both in the top rope, and Paige hit him with a swinging neck breaker off the top, which I don't think I've ever seen before.
Right, yeah. That was pretty crazy.
It was pretty cool, but Sabin kicked out.
Of course.
Of a swinging neck breaker off the top rope.
Yeah, makes sense. It's not his finisher.
It's not. In the end, they kept rolling each other up, but then Paige rolled into his finisher and then hit it for the win.
That's his finisher.
Yeah.
Oh, God, he hit him with a gang.
It's like a backwards like pile driver, kind of. I don't know how to explain it.
It's like...
He's like behind him, but then he drills his head into the mat.
I feel like the head didn't get close to the mat on that move, though. Yeah. Somebody didn't get near it.
I mean, it's a weird move.
It is.
Yeah, it's not something they ever do in WWE or anything, because it's like too weird.
Yep.
Yeah.
So after the match, Chris Jericho, dressed as a creeper, attacked Paige and hit the code breaker. and then took off the mask to reveal himself.
Even though the second they put the camera on him, you knew it was Jericho.
Of course. Yeah,
they were, like, you could tell by the eyes.
And he does even. He does it every time. Yeah, so, like, exactly. You always know it's going to be. I mean, I was expecting Jericho to come out and attack him. So, like, right. it was obvious it was him. It wasn't the best one they've done, like when Jericho dressed up, you know what they like Pentagon. Done,
had, like, three of those guys circle Paige.
Yeah.
And then Paige beats the shit out of all of them. And then he, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Misses on the fourth guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's Jericho. Yeah. That would have maybe made you guess.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Or, like, one comes out and he beats the shit out of him. Then when he pulls off the mask and sees it's not Jericho, that's when Jericho attacks.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But then they'd be like, oh, my God, Jericho's a part of the Dark Order?
Yes. Right. Wrestling.
Yeah. So he hit the Codebreaker, took off the mask. Paige was busted open.
Yeah.
And then,
badly.
Yeah. They made it look really good.
Yeah.
Because then he even had like a bruise on his like under his eye. Do
that? Maybe he really know. Like hit maybe
him. Maybe really
no,
hit him?
No, I think maybe some ref came out and while they were checking on Paige, because they're like four refs came out and they swarmed on Paige and you couldn't see Paige. So I think while they did that, some ref had makeup and was like
two of them was like two of them were like Hollywood makeup artists.
Yes, I think so.
Jesus. Amazing.
So it looked really good.
Or he was on top of him. He was like, come on, Mark.
Got to do this the hard way.
He's punched him the hard way three times.
Can we get Brock Lesnar out? He knows how to do this.
Yeah. God.
So,
God damn.
We don't have $500,000 to waste on a blood spot.
Right. So then Jericho does one last thing. He hits Paige with the Judas effect and then stood on the top rope and flipped off the crowd.
Oh, more flipping off the crowd.
Yes.
What do you call Jacksonville?
Well, that's later. We'll get to that.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's
right. Next up, we have SCU versus the Lucha Brothers. Again, I can't tell if SCU are heels or not.
I think they're heels, but they're just over.
Are they over?
They're over either.
No.
I think they're heels that act like faces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe.
They play to the crowd, and then they do their thing, like one of their catchphrases, this is the worst city I've ever, and then they hold the mic, and then you hear five people, been to. It's like, you can't do that unless the whole fucking place is going to scream it.
Right.
You guys are not that over. You're not as over as you think you are.
Yeah.
We got two words for you.
Yeah. Suck it. Oh, I guess we can't do that anymore.
Suck it.
So, yeah, I don't know. They need to figure out who they are. But, of course, we have Superkick City from the Lucha Bros, and they get the win with the double stomp into the package pile driver. After the match, the Lucha Bros bring a gold ladder in. They beat up SCU some more. And then Pentagon Jr. and Phoenix climb to the top of the ladder and challenge the Young Bucks to a ladder match for All Out for the AAA tag titles.
Because there's no AEW tag titles.
Not yet. But the Lucha Bros have the titles now. And they're just like, they just want to openly defend them.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, we just want to defend these titles in a ladder match. All right.
Anywhere.
All right. That should be good, I guess.
Yeah. That was a good match. I mean.
Yeah. Next up, we got Kenny Omega versus Shima,
uh-huh.
Who's one of the Stronghearts in that tag team.
Sure.
They fought outside the ring. They made this whole big thing like Kenny Omega has not won a match in AEW yet.
Out of the two shows that we've had.
In the one singles match. I'm sorry, they said he hasn't won a singles match yet.
So he's 0-1?
It's like, yeah, he's lost one match.
Right.
To Chris Jericho.
Yeah. They're like, this is a must win for Kenny Omega.
This guy can't win matches, clearly.
Yeah.
Overrated.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, of course he's going to win, because who's this guy?
Right.
You almost thought for a second when they mentioned that this was going to be his gimmick for a little while. But mm-hmm. like, no, they can't bury Kenny Omega.
No.
He's the star of the show.
He's one of the four vice presidents.
Right.
Yeah. So they fought outside the ring. Shima jumped off the stage and hit Omega with double knees while
Meteora!
Omega was laying on some random thing.
He hit that double knees move like 17 times.
Yeah, he did.
Is it supposed to be his finisher too?
I don't know.
He hit a lot.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, but in the non-stop. End, Omega hit the one winged angel for the win. So there you go. So he's undefeated.
Mindset,
yeah. Next up, we have Chris Jericho in-ring promo.
Uh-huh.
He has Paige's blood on his hands. He's like, you see the hangman's blood on my hands, huh? He still wants a thank you from AEW, but not from the fans in Jerksonville.
Uh-huh.
And then he says, oh, you don't like Jerksonville? How about Jackoffville? You like that?
I like that.
I do. That's better.
Yeah.
That's
good. Jericho says he's going to win the AEW World Championship at All Out and prove that the Hangman is nothing more than a little bitch.
Uh-huh.
So then Paige comes out and attacks Jericho. The refs try to pull him off, so Paige punches a couple refs.
Nice.
So I guess that's an up. He's going to get fined.
Of course.
It's unfortunate.
Fines.
Maybe
coming.
They don't do that in AEW.
Man, maybe not. You can punch the refs all you want.
Yeah.
And then wrestlers come out and they eventually separate them. Right. Jericho leaves first, and that's it. Next up, we have the main event, the Young Bucks versus Cody and Dustin.
The Brotherhood.
The Brotherhood. The video package for this was great.
Yeah.
Jake Roberts and Tony Schiavone hyping it. So that was pretty cool. And I really wish they could find something for like Jake Roberts to do like on camera.
Right. Anywhere.
Be, like make him like the GM or something.
Right.
He comes out with a snake. they showed the Young Bucks mocking Cody and Dustin at Double or Nothing. Like, I guess that was on the YouTube show.
Uh-huh.
Probably.
Where like one of them colored their face half red or whatever, and then they hugged.
Yeah. Cried.
And then Dustin says, we were the first team to beat the Shield, but they bleeped out the Shield. Oh. He was like, we were the first team to beat the Shield. Like as if it was a curse word or something.
Right, exactly.
That's pretty funny. So as for the match, Cody and Nick start things off with a handshake, but things get testy quick. Bucks knock them out of the ring, and then once again mock Cody and Dustin. One of them's like, I need my older brother. And then they hug, being a bunch of dicks.
Yeah.
Later, the Bucks put Cody and Dustin in the sharpshooter, but then Cody and Dustin put the Young Bucks in the figure four. Cody and Dustin do an assisted crossroads, kind of like the Magic Killer.
That's what I thought, too, when I saw that.
Yeah. And they go for the pin, but Nick breaks it up with a senton off the top rope. Later, Cody got hit with a super kick to the back of the head. And for like a minute, they you know, we were like reminded of the Sean Spears thing. And they're like, oh, Cody might be seriously hurt.
Yeah.
Right. And the Young Bucks like look at each other like, maybe we shouldn't do this. And then they both super kick Cody in the back of the head anyway. And then Dustin breaks up the pin.
Yeah.
The four of them do each other's moves, like the drop down uppercut. The Young Bucks do that to them. And then Cody and Dustin hit them with super kicks. And then Matt Jackson hits Cody with the crossroads, but Cody kicks out.
Mm.
But in the end, the Young Bucks hit Cody with the Meltzer driver for the win.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I love the name of that move.
It's funny.
Yeah. It's funny.
After the match, Matt Jackson tells Cody and Dustin they are one of the best tag teams they've ever faced. And then I guess they were running short on time because he wanted to say more.
Uh-huh.
But then Omega's music played. And out came Kenny Omega, Jungle Boy, Luchasaurus, Brandi Rhodes, and Shahid Khan, the owner of the Jaguars, with a giant check made out to his son. With a giant check made out to... the Victim Assistance Advisory Council for $150,000. No, he already wrote that check.
He already wrote that check. For $100 million.
Which is funny because you would think that, like, Tony Khan has his own bank account, right? Like, if your dad's one of the richest people in the world,
okay,
Tony Khan probably has his own bank account.
Sure.
But probably. He talked about how he had to convince his dad to, like, let this happen.
I just don't think that, like, even when you're worth that much, you just don't go, okay, here's your $1 million salary this year.
Right.
I just think that, like, here's your house, here's things like that, but I don't think you're a billionaire, too, that can control the money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's listed as a co-owner of the Jaguars, the son.
He is?
Yes.
Oh, well.
They're co-owners.
But so are Jerry Jones kids.
And Tony, but Tony Khan has had business. He's done other business ventures.
Who knows why? Yeah, I don't know.
But, you know, I don't know. So, they have the check for $150,000. Cody then says, you can't counter-program All Elite Wrestling, which was a reference to Evolve, of course.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then Kenny Omega does his signature catchphrase, except he doesn't do the gun or the bang because they just gave a check for gun violence.
I don't even like this whole thing anyway. I don't think he's the best talker in the world.
He's not.
No.
Not at all.
He's
supposed to be a
guy.
Badass, but he was like kind of like, hey guys, thanks for coming out.
He's too,
hope
he's too
you
much.
Really enjoyed the show.
What's going on, guys?
Like, this guy needs to be like their biggest heel. Because, I guess it's
hero,
Jericho
though.
For now.
Well, of course.
Well, yeah. Jericho's the biggest heel.
Yeah, but.
On the planet.
I mean.
When he's a heel.
I don't know.
Imagine
he sucks as a face. He's not convincing.
No,
he just seems like a pussy as a face. A
little bit.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you're not going to do your signature catchphrase,
don't do it.
Don't even attempt
Don't do the bullying. Don't do that. Don't even mention it. Yeah. Just be like, guys, this was for gun violence, you know, blah, blah, blah. All right, thanks for coming out. All right, see ya. Like,
yeah.
You know, because of the whole gun thing, I guess I can't pretend to shoot a gun. So I'm not going to do that. But let's do it. Let's go boing. Like, that was so fucking stupid.
Like, sometimes over-explaining things ruins it.
Yeah, just don't do it.
Yeah,
just if you're not going to do it, don't do it. And then even one of the Jacksons was like, hey, don't do the fucking thing. Okay, don't do the thing.
Right.
And then Kenny looks at him like, yeah, I know. He's like, yeah, of course not.
Like, no shit.
You end the night with Cody's thing. And it's over. That's it. Yeah. Credits.
Right.
Like, you watch him and he finishes and you go, credits. Fucking shut it. Boom. Blackout! Like, well,
they didn't even know if they were still on the air. They're like, I don't know if we're on the air
but they
still.
They were, right?
They were. Yeah, because we saw it.
I know, but I don't know what, like, taping that I was watching, like, that went through. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't on BR Live.
And then Cody's like, well, I don't have a signature catchphrase, so here you go, Omega. And then Omega's like, well, I can't do it.
I can't do mine. I can't do mine. Because guns.
So here you go, Jericho.
So,
oh, hey, Jericho.
Here you go, Luchasaurus. Why didn't they do that?
Yeah.
Ah, like, he just screamed.
Yeah, why was he out there?
Luchasaurus just like, welcome to Jurassic Park.
Why was he even out there?
Why not?
Because he's a baby face? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
He's also he's an executive assistant to the vice president. One of the vice presidents.
Like, now Dean / Johnny Moxley is a vice president. And there's actually three more vice presidents, but they haven't filled those roles yet because they haven't recruited enough WWE talent. We have three more vice presidents.
The next yet guys to be named.
Yet to be named.
Tune in next month. We're going to have a tournament to crown a new vice president.
Could be Kevin Steen.
I wonder how they book the show, because that's got to be like a tough conversation sometimes with there's four people all deciding on how the show should be booked. And Tony Khan, so five?
Yeah. I mean, you figure they know enough about wrestling to know who needs to go over and when.
I think they're still in the happy period. Okay, this goes over this. This goes this. Everybody good? Yeah? Okay, great.
Right.
Yeah.
I love working.
Right.
I love you guys.
Right.
Yeah.
We're all making so much money not working for Vince. You can do whatever you want.
They probably just book their own matches, I guess.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right, I'm going over. Oh, okay, cool. What about you, Cody? I'm going over. Yeah. What about you, Omega? I'm going over. Yeah. I'm going.
Right, well, no. I mean, Double or Nothing. He's like, I think I'm going to take the L here.
Well, like, no, you have to.
What the fuck?
Omega's like, yeah, I'm going over. He's like, Well, no, actually, that's probably the first awkward conversation they had.
Yeah.
Well, no, Jericho's, you know, he's going to be the face of the company for the while. He's going to be the champion, so you're not going over.
Yeah.
Oh, we're all going over, though.
Yeah.
We're us three.
So
we're all going over.
We'll be at the winner's
circle going over
later.
And even Brandy's like, I'm going over. And then Cody's like, and they're all like, Cody's like, yes, dear, you are.
Yeah. Let's go.
You're so going over.
Let's go shopping and skip the Yankees game again.
Connor's like, okay, great meeting Cody in my office immediately without Brandy. Thank you.
Wait, which Con is this? The dad?
The dad.
Okay.
Yeah. That's clearly the dad.
He's like, I'm in charge now. Move aside, Tony.
Yeah.
He's doing the Vince thing.
Hey, guys, what's going on? I heard Brandy's going over. If I can meet with all of you immediately.
Great show. Hey, guess what? I own this thing, bitch. I know it says Tony's name, but I own this fucking
thing. Hey, Cody, is your mom going over next week? Can we fucking nip this in the bud now, please? Jesus. Start calling you Hunter.
Come on, right. Paul.
That's enough.
What are you doing, Paul?
All right, we're going to go watch 5 hours of wrestling now.
Yes.
And then we'll be back to record later.
That's right.
Right.
Later, guys.
See ya.
No doubt that's Joe. Self-proclaimed strongest and best looking man in the world. Loves wrestling, but only part-time. Strong Ric Flair's pretty sublime, yeah. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. Every circle's loved and he can't really hold in his piss. He made hashtag push Eric Gallo push him off a cliff. Josh, he's just a troll. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling.